Welcome back, and thank you, Brian Sanders, for doing this podcast to tell me about this exciting new film, Why Stand With Israel?
Well, thank you, Stephen, for having me on your podcast. Well, this has been an 8.5-year film in the making, but with God's perfect timing, we were able to release it on Israel's birthday this year on May 14th. And so what our film is all about is to educate and inspire the global church to live out their biblical responsibility to stand with Israel. And so when I first started this project, I saw all the lies, myths, and misconceptions about Israel. And I also had replacement theology in me. And that is that notion that the church somehow believes that God replaced his covenantal people and land he made an everlasting covenant with. And I didn't even realize I had it. And so at the time, I was in Israel covering President Obama's visit with the Christian Broadcasting Network. And after President Obama left, a dear friend of mine and I had a healthy theological Christian debate. And then afterwards, he graciously said to me, "Brian, you may have some replacement theology in you." And honestly, Stephen, I had no idea what that was at the time. This was over 10 years ago, about 11 years ago. And what I thought it was that I thought I might have add or subtract it from God's word, or did I take it out of context like some of us do, or even spoken error of God's word? And that's not exactly what replacement theology is. I mean, it's speaking in error, but what I did was I realized I was saying some of the things a church I was going to at the time, that Israel was stiff-necked and that God somehow replaced and moved on from his covenantal people and chose this new people group known as the Gentile church because they accepted his son. You know, that is contrary to God's word and contrary to God himself and his character. And so I've also found that I wasn't alone. A majority of the church actually has replacement theology that is still prevalent today. And as you saw in the film, our good friends at Lifeway Christian Research provided us this amazing survey of how much the church is riding the fence on where they stand with Israel because of replacement theology.
But I think what you're doing is very important. We at Charisma have supported Israel and written about Israel, been involved in Christians United for Israel and rallies and everything else. And I've seen hearts change often by hearing a rousing speaker or something like that, you know, in an auditorium. But, you know, that's pretty slow. So how did you get the idea of doing this by film? Because a film is very effective, very professional, makes a very strong case. But you don't, or maybe you do, and I misunderstood, but you seem to, you know, even with the title, Why Support Israel? It's not like you're trying to trick them into watching something and then kind of get the message in. I mean, you are, in a very professional way, very straightforward to tell people why they should believe in Israel. And so tell me what kind of response that you're getting.
Well, when we began Why Stand With Israel, I had to answer the question, not just biblically. I've been in radio, TV, and film for over 30 years. And about, even though I'm a technical guy, I'm a child of God, first off, and that's the most important thing, that I get the word of God 100% accurate. But there's also skeptics, as you know, in the church and outside of the church. So if you don't believe God gave them the land, what happened in history? What happened at the Balfour Declaration, the British Mandate of Palestine, and better yet, the UN partition plan, where all the nations came together and they casted a vote. 33 were in favor of saying yes to give the Jewish people their own national homeland. 13 said no and 10 abstained. So I realized not only do I have to share God's heart through his word, but I have to take him back in history that the nations provided an opportunity, a vote for the Jewish people to have their national homeland. And then I had to deal with what is going on currently today, geopolitically, that affects the church, or so the so-called watchman on the wall that could be praying intentionally for everything that's happening on in Israel today. As you know, after October 7th, the church was still silent. We were, a majority of the church, I mean, during the Holocaust was silent. And even today, Stephen, as you see, this church is still silent. And that can't be. Why are we still silent with this people that we have been grafted in with? And I realized that is a major disconnect within the church. You know, it's great that we're all about doing our programs, but if we're not concerned about the place where God sent his only son to, and where he's coming back to. And when a family member like Israel and the Jewish people have been barbarically attacked on October 7th, and yet we're still turning a blind eye, or, hey, that's not in our area, it's not affecting our church mission, and it's not a value of importance, there's something wrong with that. I mean, Jesus is the head of our church. We're the bride of Christ. But I believe his father wants the bride of Christ to be standing with his first betrothed bride. And that's the Jewish people in the nation of Israel, now more than ever. And so we can't continue to keep going on with that as we pray and can't wait to see Yeshua, Jesus, come back without even honoring or acknowledging his people or his family or his neighbors that he was sent to, and just let that go under, you know, under the bridge and not even give any prayer or attention to it.
Well, I agree with you. And instead of telling, I want us to show. So let's watch a short trailer so people can see what you're talking about. Then I want to drill down a little bit and find out about you and find out about the dream and the vision that you had to produce this film.
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Vaed.
Israel, known as the apple of God's eye.
This is God's land. This is probably the only country that has a deed signed by God, where he gave it to a specific people group and put them in a land for one reason, and that is to bless the entire world.
But to Israel's enemies, they're known as an apartheid state and an occupier of the land.
You know, Psalm 2, 1 says, why do the nations rage? And certainly now there's even greater rage against the nation of Israel and the Jewish people, from the United Nations to many other independent nations around the world.
There is no group of people that has been more abused, more persecuted on a continual basis than Jewish people. Globally, they're hated by everybody.
Even the church has adopted an anti-Semitic teaching contrary to God's word.
Replacement theology is one of the greatest obstacles that we have to bringing the gospel here to our Jewish people and proclaiming it, because it says that Israel has been replaced with the church.
When we get Israel out of the equation, we miss a big part of God's plan of salvation.
As Christians, we love God. We want to love him with all of our heart, with all of our being. But we also have to love what he loves. And he has chosen to love a very special nation. If we're going to love God, we must love the nation of Israel.
That is so well done. Why don't you tell us now, what gave you the idea? What was your vision to produce this film?
Well, thank you for your kind words about our trailer. Well, I realized that when I learned I came out of replacement theology and realized I wasn't alone, I kind of did this internal survey, talked to local pastors where I was living in Colorado Springs at the time, and even other believers, other friends of mine that went to Bible college and seminary. And I realized there is a disconnect within the church. And I thought, how could this possibly be? Now, I know I had that too because of replacement theology, but I realized the Father was impressing on me that this is rampant throughout the global church. And I thought, Lord, there has to be a vehicle or lane that we can get your heart, your covenantal promises into the church of why you chose your beloved people and land and me this everlasting covenant with, who we've been grafted in with. And then he showed me this vision of a film that is now extended to a film series. So it's a continual education to educate and inspire the global church to live up their biblical responsibility to stand with Israel. And as you know, Stephen, there are many scriptures to back that up.
So why does your vision for this series And when will the next one come out?
Well, we're trying to translate our film in every language because our target audience is the global church. And so how do we do that? Well, we have to get this film in everyone's native language. And so if the gospel is for everyone, we believe this film is for everyone as well, because it's allowing them to see God's heart on display for his beloved people that he made an everlasting covenant with. And, you know, this is the only nation of people he has these endearment nicknames, the apple of my eye, my treasure possession, and yet that there's still a disconnect within the church. So we're hoping to translate all of our on this film into every tribe and every tongue, so every language and people group can see God's heart on display. And we also want to provide a study guide, hopefully by the end of this year. And then after that, we're looking into going into Why Stand With Israel 2, which is Israel and the Biblical Feast, which we're about to embark on, as it says in Leviticus 23. And that's, you know, the fall feast, the Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets, Yom Teruah, Passover. I want to educate believers that Yeshua, Jesus, celebrated all of his father's feasts in Leviticus 23, and he also honored the Mosaic Covenant. And I feel like using Israel as the example of who was so obedient in following his Moedim, his appointed times, I think it would be important for the church to understand that as well.
You know, I want people to connect with you and your film. That's why I invited you on the podcast, because over the years, Charisma has connected a lot of people, a lot of ministries, and I think it's so important what you're doing. So how can people see it themselves? How can they order it? Is this something that can be shown at their church? How can we connect you with the people that are watching today?
Absolutely. Thank you, Stephen, for that question. Well, we right now have a digital download and DVDs available on our website. And if you're interested in hosting a screening at your church or congregation or fellowship, we'd love to hear from you. You can simply contact me at brian@whystandwithisrael.com. All of our products, our digital downloads, and our DVDs are available on our website at whystandwithisrael.com. And you can follow us also on our Facebook for big announcements like the study guide or maybe your native tongue language when that's ready to be available for sale to watch our film in that language. Right now we have translations in Indonesian, our Spanish translation is almost finished, and we're working on Romanian and Farsi and Arabic as we speak. And the goal is to get into every language, every tribe, and every tongue. And so that's all available at whystandwithisrael.com.
And we'll put some of those in the notes. And if people have questions, you can always leave comments. If you've seen the film, we'd be interested in your comments or what you think about it. And as we wrap this up, I want you to pray for Israel, pray for the people that are watching, and then I'll come back with some closing remarks.
Absolutely. My honor. Father God, Abba Daddy, we just come before you, and we ask, Lord God, that you would... come in agreement with your people that you grafted us into and your land you made an everlasting covenant with, Lord God. And I just pray in this hour, in this minute right now, that the global church eyes would be opened to your heart for your promises, for your beloved people and land you made an everlasting covenant with. Lord God, I pray you remove the blinders over the church that I once had because of replacement theology, Lord God, so they can truly see why you call them to be the apple of your eye, your treasured possession. And Father, they can fully grasp your full redemption plan. And that includes the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. Or I pray that you would put a burden on the church's heart to stand right now with Israel, who needs our support, who is being barbarically attacked by their enemies all around them, and also international councils that are coming against them on a daily basis. We're seeing anti-Semitism at an all-time high since the Holocaust. It's rampant on our college campuses, and it's in our governments, and it's in institutions all over our country and throughout the world. Lord, I pray you would quicken the church to rise up and take their biblical position right now and stand with your covenantal people and land, Lord God. I pray you would give them no rest as we cry out what it says in Isaiah, to give you no rest until Jerusalem becomes the praise in the earth, Lord God. So, Father, in this hour, I pray that the church would boldly stand with your people and land like never before, and that you would get all the glory because of it. I ask this all in Yeshua, Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I hope you'll watch this important film. The information is in the description below. Share it with friends. Let's get the word out. You know, there's so much anti-Semitism, especially surrounding the events of October 7th and the things that are happening even this week in the Middle East. So let's each do our part. You know, the Bible says to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we can do that. Also, I hope you'll subscribe to the Strang Report. If you like this kind of content, you want to hit the little bell so you're notified when we're on live every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Until next time, God bless you.